This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. We've been having an exciting look here in Revelation chapter 14 this week. If you've missed the other two programs, here it is Wednesday now when this program is airing. Though this program is uploaded on Saturday, and if you followed us either on our Facebook page, WGOD Radio, or on our website, WGODOnTheAir.net, you would have been able to download this over the weekend, and you would have been able to hear this playing on the radio here Wednesday, uploaded usually on Saturday mornings, many times when I record at least Monday through Wednesdays, all depending on how long-winded I can be. This is the third program I'm recording here on Saturday. It's been an exciting look here, looking in chapter 14. So that's how to hear the other programs. You also can follow us on Twitter at WGOD Radio. These programs are uploaded. At least the link is available through there as well. We've been looking at some awesome text here in Revelation chapter 14. We're looking at the angel flying around in heaven. Verse 6 says, I saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel. We never hear angels preach the gospel. Here we see an angel flying in the midst, or in the middle heaven, wherever that may be. That's what the word is in Greek too, middle heaven, midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth. Apparently, it's still going out. There's still warnings being issued for people. Don't do this, is what the warning is. Don't do this. Friend, if you miss these programs, please, you've got to hear these programs in chapter 14. You need to hear these. You got to hear, especially in yesterday's program as well. So we're going to rehash a little bit of that here. Again, verse 6. I saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth and to every nation, tribe, language, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear the Lord, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. Now, we're not going to see this until about chapter 19 or so. We're going to have another long interlude here coming up in chapters 15, 16, and 17, where he says, fallen, Babylon the Great has fallen. In the next verse, we're not going to see that, the destruction of mystery Babylon. We will see that in chapters 18. Okay, now verse 7. The angel says with a loud voice, fear the Lord and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and you will worship him who made heaven and earth and the sea and fountains of waters. The command and the call is given. Are you willing to bow the knee to Almighty God, receive his Son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior? What I say to you today is this, friend. God loves you. What are you going to do with that? Are you offended? Think about that for a minute. You know, so many people out here, I mean, this is all anyone can say to you, and that is God loves you. It's what Jesus said. He said, for God so hated the world that he, no, of course not. How ludicrous is that? God so loved, the most famous verse in all of the Bible, the most famous piece of literature in all of the galaxy throughout the annals of time is this sentence: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the message to you today. God loves you. I'm here to tell you today, friend, if you or someone that you know is offended at that, they've been deceived. Satan snowed them. Who would be offended at that? Who would be offended that God loves you? Adolf Hitler could love you, and you'd be grateful for that. Osama bin Laden could love you, and you'd say, well, maybe he's not a bad guy after all. Your mother can love you. Your father can love you. Your cat could love you. Your dog could love you. But God loves you, and you're offended. How's that? I'll tell you how that is. There's powers at work, you see. This prince of the power of the air, the spirit that's now at work in the sons of disobedience, is influencing and deceiving people. God loves you. Are you filled with joy of that? Or are you offended? Ask that and put that question to someone that you know that's not a believer. And tell them that God loves them. And ask them if they're offended. That's just something I've come to the realization recently within the last couple of weeks. And the answer is, if you're offended because God loves you, then you've been deceived by somebody who hates you. God loves you. He's provided the way for you not to have any part of this, for all of this that we're looking at, for you to put a big N-A next to it, not applicable, doesn't apply to your soul, because your name is written in the book of life. All this will not apply to you if you will receive Jesus Christ. And the message still is being proclaimed here. Fear God, give glory to him. The hour of his judgment has come, and you will worship him who's made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Then another angel, a second angel, followed. This is Revelation 14:8, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. From the wine of the wrath of her fornication, she has made all the nations to drink. Okay, why Babylon? This is our first reference to this famous, or I should say infamous city. Why Babylon? What is Babylon? Where is Babylon? All right, now Babylon is in modern-day Iraq. You know, Saddam Hussein had a fascination with Babylon, and he had a fascination with King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the one who burnt down the temple and overthrew the Jews and destroyed the temple back in 586 BC and took Daniel and Ezekiel and many others captive and brought them back to Babylon, where you read they were on the rivers of Babylon. And Saddam Hussein was rebuilding Babylon. And that's what he was doing at the time of his demise. So Babylon is in present-day Iraq. Now, sometimes in the Bible, Babylon is a code word for Rome. Where is that in the Bible? Well, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13, where Peter says this at the greeting at the end of his letter. He says, she who was in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you, and so does Mark, my son. Now, as far as we know, the Apostle Peter never was in Babylon, Rome, but not Babylon. So we're believing that that was a Christian code word representation for Rome, was Babylon. So now we've got mystery Babylon. Could be Rome. I don't think so. Rome is not where this apostasy starts. It starts, it goes way back to Genesis, chapter 12, probably, and then some, when you read about Nimrod and building this tower of Babel to reach up to heaven. Now, Babylon is this world center for idol worship. Now, let's move on here. Again, verse 9. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast," that's the Antichrist, "and his image, and receives his mark." Now, ultimately, remember, peel back the layers. This is Satan. Satan is in this man, the same as Satan. When you go back to John 13:27, Luke chapter 22, verse 3, Satan was the person that was in Judas Iscariot. It says, "And then Satan entered him. Therefore, Jesus said to him, 'What you do, do quickly.'" Jesus was not speaking to Judas. He was speaking to Satan. This is Satan that's inside of this man. This Antichrist is just a puppet. Satan is the person. So if anyone worships the beast, this is Satan worship. If you worship the devil, you see, unwittingly, it's not unwittingly for you because you've got me telling you who this is. And it's up to you to go out and tell other people as well so that other people will know. Friend, your mission, if you decide to accept it, is to preach and share the truth with as many people as possible in your lifetime. That's your mission. God's got you alive now and not when Confucius was around or Marco Polo or Moses or anybody else. God's got you alive now at the end of the age for a reason. If anyone worships the beast and his image, and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength. My translation says undiluted. It's poured out undiluted into the cup of his indignation, and will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast, ultimately Satan. They have no rest day or night, those who worship Satan and his image. Now, remember, an image is a Greek word icon, something that looks exactly like the other person, like with the coin when Jesus says, "Whose icon?" An inscription is this. They said, "Caesar's." Even the Lord himself says in Colossians 1:15, he is the icon of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Hebrews calls Jesus the express image of his substance, of God the Father. This image of the beast is going to be an express image likewise of this Antichrist. This is what this image is. If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out undiluted into the cup of his indignation, and he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and who receives the mark of his name. My closing words to you today, friend, is don't do this. Don't take the mark. Don't be deceived. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with a note, with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.